You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Hello. Happy Friday. Last chapel of the semester, last chapel of the year. I want to start with an exciting announcement. Seniors, if you go to the hiccup today, you are eligible for one free drink anytime today. Any drink. Please go to the hiccup. Hey, my wife and I have the privilege of doing the end of semester chapel around Christmas, and then, of course, right now at the end of the year. And my goal for those chapels is light but meaningful. And so that's what I'm shooting for here, something fun and light but also meaningful. And so I wrote out some words. I wrote out some shout-outs that I want to read to the senior class and words for the senior class just to for everyone. And hopefully that's edifying to other classes that are here. But I want you to know, seniors, it was super meaningful for me as I was writing some of these things out. If I had more time, I'd give a shout out to everyone, but I didn't have as much time as I wanted to, so let me dive right in. I'm going to just name a few senior well wishes and then some general comments, and then I'll wrap up. Okay, here we go. Shout out to Keith and Bethany Barker and Michelle and Dave Kratzer, the class advisors. I'm so thankful for your friendship, your contributions to this community, and your investment in students. I suspect it will not be until eternity unfolds before us that we see the full breadth of your influence. My life is enriched because I know you, and I know it is no different for these students. So please hear my great thanks. Shout out to Savannah Buchholz. Thank you so much for your leadership, and thank you for modeling godly character and Christ-like virtues. I'm so thankful for you. All right, shout out to Carmen Clemente. I knew how talented you were after the Little Mermaid production, and then you hosted High Bridge, rather awesomely, I might add. The spheres you enter will be edified because of your presence, just like we have been here at Asbury. I'm cheering you on. Shout out to Taylor Enlow. You excelled on the field and in the classroom. Vulnerable populations will be made better off because of you. Thank you. And thanks for playing catch with my son and giving him some tips. Shout out to Rachel Ferguson. Rachel, there are few things as inspiring as watching you worship. It is as if it is only God and you in the room, and your worship has elevated the spiritual temperature of our campus. You are amazing, amazing to others, amazing to our Lord. Thank you for bearing witness for what it means to be a good and faithful servant. Shout out to Liliana Fisher. Lily! Okay, thank you so much for letting me be in your multicam project. That was a really crummy day for me, and it ended so well because I got to participate, even though I didn't get a participant ribbon for that. There you are. We see you as graceful, beautiful, and deep, and that is your gift to the world. Okay, shout out to Aaron Groff and Jesse Thompson. You all will never, ever know how much it meant to me that you brought me a list of all the things you loved about Asbury years ago. I still have that list. It's right next to me in my closest desk drawer. We will miss you, and Asbury will miss you. Aaron, thank you for your spirit. I told my wife that you remind me of my daughter. I hope she grows up to be like you. And Jesse, thank you for forever giving me an enduring concrete image of pursuing God. I will never forget it. The vector of your heart, math term for a math-minded person, is a Godward direction. Shout out to Holton Handel. You are rounding third, headed home. But home base is a new beginning. I hope it's a blessing for you. Shout out to Willem Hansen. Yeah. In the fullest sense of the expression, you have left an indelible imprint on our community. We are better because you've been here. I'm proud of you. I'm excited for your days ahead. Willem, you make me hopeful. Shout out to Maggie Blanton. Thank you for being an awesome person serving awesome coffee. Shout out to Rebecca Hedman. Thank you for choosing Asbury. We have played your video testimony again and again and again on Asbury Regional event visits. It's wonderful, and I suspect you and I share a lot in common in our testimonies. God bless you in these days ahead. I'm so thankful for you. Shout out to Zeke Atha. You have blessed our community in so many ways. You are quotable, talented, capable, mature, thoughtful man of God. Thank you for elevating our community. Thank you for the leadership role you played during the outpouring. Thank you for being such a steady presence on campus. And thank you for calling our community to lift our eyes into the hills. Shout out to Madeline Hoke. Madeline, after you sent me an email earlier this year, and after a great lunch to meet and get acquainted, I sent your email to several colleagues, and I said, look at this. Look at these students. Look at this generation. Look at how they are challenging us. They are going to be a corrective to the casual expressions of Christian faith that have marked the church landscape over the last 25 years. Madeline, you encourage me and you reinforce the value of Asbury colleagues working with Gen Z population. Good days are ahead. Thank you. Shout out to Emily Hurt. Thank you for working with our StratCom team. People listen to us and get to know us all around the world because of your great work. Thank you for the many ways you've served and made us better. We have so many people who effectively serve in quiet places. You are one of those people. You have a very bright future. You will be missed, Emily. Shout out to Caitlin Tackett. You come from a great family, and you are marrying into a great family. You have Christ's heart, and you will translate so seamlessly. That will translate so seamlessly into your future work. We're proud of you, and we're thankful for you. Shout out to Maria Keim. Wilmore isn't Florida, but you came anyway. I appreciate you, Maria, and I'm so glad for your presence here. God bless you in these days ahead. Shout out to Josiah McCall. I loved watching you play in intramurals. I did not love when you guarded me when I was playing. The best days are ahead for you. I see good things from God coming to you and through you. Shout out to Messenger. I hope you are getting sleep now that you have a newborn in your life. I've always loved watching you rock out playing bass. Please keep playing. The first time we met, you told me my welcome weekend comments about virtue inspired you to be a more virtuous person. Please never lose that desire. God bless you. Shout out to Grace Gibson. Thank you for being such a blessing to our campus. The world needs faithful, competent, salt, and light ministers in the world. You make me hopeful. God bless you in these days ahead. Shout out to Celia Pelfrey. Celia, I am so glad you came to Asbury. Your poise on the basketball floor will serve you in every other sphere of your life. I want to confess, when you caught the ball, I would instinctively say under my breath, shoot it. Congratulations on your recent academic accomplishments, and thank you for the impact you have brought to so many dimensions of our campus. When you go out, Celia, you'll make Asbury look good. All right, shout out to Emma Reed. You have been a steady breeze of awesomeness. Seriously, it was so great to work with you this year. You're a great leader. You're super intelligent, but I think it is your character and caring, thoughtful heart I appreciate the most. Thank you for everything that you've done for this campus. As I've mentioned to you, the seeds you've planted today will yield sturdy trees whose shade will be enjoyed by future Asburyans. Shout out to Jeremiah Wofford. All right, as Trent Ellsworth says, adventure is the best leadership lab. Thus, I'm more than confident you are and will be a great leader. Thank you for always wearing a smile. Shout out to Addie Tai. Fellow Manuel Crimson from Louisville. Addie, you have been such a wonderful community member. I'm excited for your next chapter. I'm thankful for the way you sprinkled your faithful presence across so many spheres of our campus. Shout out to Rima Payne. I and others were so moved by your testimony years ago. I and the rest of our community, thank you for being such a blessed light to our campus and to our equine program. Shout out to Veronica Rojas. You are an exceptional student, and you will be an exceptional physician. You've built sturdy, enduring, relational bridges throughout our campus, and I also appreciate your clear heart for others, which is a fundamental Christian instinct. You will be so missed, Veronica. I hope Asbury's been a blessing to you, but you've undoubtedly been a blessing to Asbury. When you serve and heal others in the future, may they see Christ's heart. Shout out to Bruce Santos. Bruce, thank you for inviting me to B-dubs with your floor. Seriously, that was a highlight. I wish I could metabolize 20 wings like I could when I was in college. I can't. You made my week. Thank you for how you have built community on our campus. All right, shout out to Trinity Shear. Our schools need great teachers. That is exactly what they will get in you. I've always known what an incredible basketball player you are, but I got to see your brilliant mind at the Search Symposium last year. The video of Coach Mays honoring you at the end of the season made me cry, because you're not just a player on a stat sheet, you're an image bearer of God. God bless you. Okay, shout out to Caleb Simmons. So talented musically, and you have continuously blessed our community with your talent. Thank you. Shout out to Micah Shuffett. I loved everything about the Little Mermaid sophomore musical. Your performance was no exception. God's best to you as you step into new future roles. Shout out to Anna Thatcher. I was so moved by your set-apart retreat testimony. May it always be so. Thank you for the brightness you have brought to our campus. You will be missed. Shout out to Audrey Van Loo. Equant, believe your equine aunt, I can't. Equine, I can't believe you're already leaving. I started drinking coffee around this time. Sorry, all right, that's a terrible joke. In all seriousness, blessings to you and the days ahead. Thank you for blessing our campus. Isaiah Thompson, you're a skilled athlete, a great personality, a blessed brother in Christ. I see a leader in you. I really appreciated the Bible challenge you took on when you returned from Florida, and your older brother's pretty awesome as well. God bless you, Isaiah. Shout out to Landon Snyder. All right, stay with me on this one. The more effective game of round net you played was the net of love you wrapped around our hearts. Okay, seriously, you will be missed. Blessings to you in these days ahead as you minister to the world. Shout out to Luke Van Lanningham. Luke, I remember having the opportunity to attend one of your surprise birthday parties. I was struck by how many Asbarians were there to celebrate you, your life, your friendship. Those are riches the world can never, ever touch. I hope enduring relationships characterize all your days ahead. God bless you. Shout out to Charlie Cox. A lot to say. Vulnerability is exposure to meaningful risk. The vulnerability you've given to this community is a gift. God's hand is on you. It is clear that the losses you have encountered have only made the roots go deeper. And may those roots always be planted near streams of living water. Love you, Charlie. Proud of you. Shout out to Grace Statzer. All right, I don't know if Grace is here or not, but my niece thinks you're awesome, and she is never, ever wrong. Thank you for going out of your way to show me your Toad the Wet Sprocket shirt. That undoubtedly brought a smile to my face and Dr. Nestle Rhodes as well. All right, shout out to Hannah Wall. Hannah, you are such a blessed soul. You've left a godly relational thumbprint on our community. Your testimony to our alumni last fall regarding the outpouring was so brave. It was so beautiful. How much you are appreciated here is only exceeded by how much God loves and appreciates you. Shout out to Luke Watson. Luke, I remember one of the first times we met, it was on the green outside here. You were talking about your excitement for the CLC to be done. It was just grass at the time. Well, it got done, and you used it, you excelled in it, and now you're going to excel in new buildings. I'm thankful for you, thankful for your presence here, and for the aroma of Christ you have been over the last 4 years. Please don't be a stranger. Shout out to Luke Wheatley. Luke, thank you for running with Campbell. Thank you for stretching him. Your leadership and effectiveness in the res halls, in the classroom, and on the cross-country field will be missed. I can't wait to see what's in store for your future. Shout out to Clayton Winner. Thank you for all your contributions off the court and on the court. Basketball is temporary. Character is forever. You've been such a great representative, Clayton. You will be missed. Shout out to Caroline Absher. All right, Caroline, you made one of the kindest birthday cards years ago for me. That really touched my heart. I showed Maria. It was such a blessing to get to know you, and our family really appreciated the opportunity to be in Puerto Rico with you and your teammates. You are a tremendous person of God. I'm so happy for you and excited for your future. Thank you for blessing our community. Shout out to Anna Blankenship. May your life-giving presence be as robust indoors as it is outdoors. You will be missed. Shout out to David Walt. David, thank you for sharing with me at lunch recently. I was really moved by the time. Your exhibit reflects your own deep and richly imaginative waters. Your life is a testimony. Like the leather you make, I hope your life continues to become richer and more beautifully patinaed with time. And of course, thank you for the shirt you made with me wearing a wig. That was actually real hair. It wasn't a wig. That was a semester for fall 2022. All right. Shout out to Peter Paul Chapa. Thank you for your serving spirit, for being a competent, faithful, behind-the-scenes presence to make our chapel productions and so much more even work. You are appreciated. Shout out to Madeline Goines. Your career is already off to a great start. May the world be a more informed, truthful place because of your work. Thank you. Shout out to Alex Carpenter. May your days ahead be as sweet as your feathery three-point shot. Shout out to Emily Ellis. Thank you for all the ways you've served Asbury. May you never cease to miss simplicity, the songs of birds, and the ability to remember. Shout out to Melissa Richard. Maria loves your horse shirt. Or is it a deer? Inside joke. Thank you for setting up the Back to the Future dance, even after hitting your ankle on a bleacher. Seriously, you have served so well on campus, and we all appreciate and we will miss your joyful spirit. Shout out to Brian Ortiz, Rex Nagel, Isaiah Thompson, and all the other guys for your fruitful and refreshing golf ball activity outside the Aldersgate Green. Shout out to Ian Wong. Thank you, and thank you, Lily, for allowing me to be in your award-winning Highbridge film. Seriously, that has been an unspoken dream of mine. Your creativity, demeanor, and life-giving life have been a blessing to this community. It will be a blessing unto others. I'm so excited to see how your future plays out. May it be saturated with goodness. Shout out to Vance Arroyo. All right, my statement is, not only do you tumble on the mats, you've tumbled into our hearts. I mean it, man. Okay, that's cheesy, but in all seriousness, I'm so glad you've transferred to Asbury. You are loved and appreciated, Vance. Okay, shout out to Rebecca Bogle. You're going to do great things in the future. I'm excited to see the chapters of your life play out in inspiring, encouraging ways. Shout out to Rex Nagel. You're a light to campus. You will be a light into the business world. And just for my time here, a final shout out to Andrew David Siemens. From the moment I heard you shout, "Oh, Eric!" in SOMU, I've marveled at your humor, your heart, and relational instincts on our campus. Okay, you introduced me once in chapel, which I requested. And while you may not realize it, you offered one of the best compliments I have ever received in higher education when you said I was like the man in the yellow hat from the Curious George books. Your awesomeness knows no boundaries. From the bottom of my heart, the most appropriate thing to say to you is not a shout out, but to express my gratitude. Thank you. Andrew wanted to give a shout out to Rachel Call for setting off the alarm in GC after burning some popcorn. Rachel, don't listen to that. You're an awesome ARD. You will be missed. But here is another shout out that is more appropriate from Andrew to the rest of the Courageous class. He said, shout out to everyone in the Courageous class and all your social groups, your activities, and the classes. You are loved and valued, and your contributions to the community are known to everyone else and known by Jesus especially. Amen. Okay, just a few final comments to the entire senior class, the entire Courageous class. You're the Courageous class. And courage is one of the cardinal virtues. And courageous you have been. You all started your college experience during one of the most disruptive, unpredictable, norm-shifting moments in our lifetimes. But you endured. The very first time I got to speak to your class during a 2020 welcome weekend, my talk then was entitled, Learn to Do Right. And how do we learn virtue? How do we learn character? We learn it through practice, and we learn it through routine, and we learn it through habituation. We learn it by encountering these difficult things and persevering through it, which is what you did. I sought to remind you during that talk that you're always making yourself into something. Your actions make you. Your desires make you. Your thoughts, they make you. And I sought to compel and challenge and encourage you to take courage and to act courageously and to be courageous. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, and I'm not being hyperbolic, I've watched it right before my eyes. And I'm so proud of you. So this is my final comment to you about virtue, but they're not my words. They're the words of George Herbert. It's the end of his poem, which is titled Virtue. He said, only a sweet and virtuous soul, like a seasoned timber, never gives. But though the whole world turn to coal, then chiefly lives. You are the courageous class. You are Asbarians, your children of God. And you are so loved, and you're so appreciated. So, courageous class, I can't wait for next Saturday. I can't wait to hand you a diploma. I can't wait to smile and say, well done. Okay, let's pray. Lord, thank you that we come to the end of a school year. And Lord, while there might be an instinct to put our heads down and race through to the finish line, the dead sprint, Lord, I just pray that we could pause and take in this richness and consider the growth we've experienced, especially the senior class, over their time here. Lord, these shout-outs are just a shard, Lord, just a drop of sand in a vast beach of the goodness and the potentiality and the love you have for these students. May they know it all their life. And Lord, importantly, may they know that they are loved, that they belong, that they are woven into a fabric of community, both now and in the days ahead, but they are loved by you. May your presence never leave them. May your eye always be upon them. We thank you. We pray this in Christ's powerful name. Amen.